Hello, everyone. I am Luke Flincham, and on the line I have Shabria Sims. We both had a radio show going on at school before quarantine and everything, and we're going to name this podcast Catching Up During Quarantine. Shabria, what have you been doing and keeping yourself busy during quarantine?
Honestly, I've been doing a lot of stuff for a choir that's keeping me busy. They've been doing stuff like make sure you exercise every day and do something different, dance, advance your voice. So lately I've just been doing that.
That's nice.
I've been trying to try and learn something new during this whole quarantine. Learn a language. I don't know. And then I've been cleaning up my room.
Have you had any new hobbies you've tried to do?
I've tried to make it a hobby to learn something new, like during.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
What I've been doing before all the stay-at-home orders and all that started, well, I now have a job with the fairgrounds doing operations staff-wise. I got my first check in the mail the other day, and I'm pretty excited how much I got paid for 4 days worth. And been working. When we were still in school, I worked the Horizon League basketball tournament March 7th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th, and 10th. 7th through 10th of March. 7th and the 8th were practices, and then the 9th and 10th were games. And then girls would be in the afternoon, and boys would follow at night. Then we had to take the ice out because this fuel season got postponed, and then 2 days later they canceled it instead of giving it time to see where the case numbers would go and just, you know, see if we can get back on the ice. But then 2 days later, they canceled their season, as well as the SPHL, USHL, Federal Prospects Hockey League, and all them other leagues below us. And then the NHL and AHL are still on pause. They haven't canceled their seasons yet. And to see if they can finish up during summer or postpone next season and then finish it up in August, September, then start next season at like a month break between both seasons since they just got finished playing the remaining of the regular season, which is about 12 games left for each team, and then playoffs and finals and to see who gets the Stanley Cup. It's just been a difficult time because we've never had to go through this.
Yeah, we never had to deal with this before. At first, I was like, everyone was like, let's cancel school and all that. But then, now you got to want it. Now, people are saying it's cool.
Because this is the longest I've been at home.
Yeah, this is since I was a child.
Right. And we're not used to this. And the Spanish flu was the last one they had to do this for, which was years ago and years. And it's just been doing school, online school work and figuring out what to do with your room, change it, clean it, and everything else. I need to clean my room sometime, but oh well, because I don't want to do anything right now. just make podcasts and keep continuing to do radio stuff as long as we can while at home, and just, you know, help parents. And it's been difficult with my family during this time because my grandmother passed away April 5th around 8:30 p.m. and that was my last grandparent alive.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well.
Thank you. And then it's hard on my mom because every time she goes to work, she thinks about her, because my mom wasn't able to see my dad. Not my dad. Her dad passed away because my mom and dad got together here, and then my dad got a job in ECHL, same league as the Fuel, when the Boston Bruins head coach Bruce Cassidy got the head coaching job down in Jacksonville with the Jacksonville Lizard Kings, so they moved down there. And then my grandpa Ron went to the dentist the day before to get work done, and then he passed away the next day, so my mom wasn't able to be there when he passed. And this was 1999, and my grandma passed away 2 Sundays ago in 2020, so she lived 20 years extra. 20 years later, they're back reunited in heaven, and she's in a better place. She's not suffering. She's with her family, having a good time up there, and it's just been keeping your mind off of thinking about her every day, but keep continuing to think about her. And I've been giving my mom comfort because it's just been hard on her. And that night my grandma passed away, we were about to leave, we were walking out the door, we said let's stay for a couple more minutes, turns out to be 3 more hours. And then we were walking out the door at 8:25, and then we came back in because, well, it all started on Friday morning when my uncle went to wake her up for breakfast. She was unresponsive. So he called the ambulance. They came and got her and took her to the hospital. Soon as they got to the hospital, they tested my grandma for COVID, saying my grandma hasn't been out of her house in a month. She's been at home, inside, quarantine too. But my uncle's been there in the house and going to the gas station and stuff. But Friday night, my aunt gets a call and tells everybody to get to the hospital because we don't know how long she's going to be here. And then we got to the hospital, everybody else got to the hospital, and they said only one person in, and only one person can go see her. And that was in ICU because they tested her for COVID. And then she made it through Friday night. My mom, my Aunt Kathy was in the hospital, see, in the room. And then she came outside with the doctor to explain everything. The doctor explained everything to us, and we social gathered in a big circle outside of the emergency room exit, emergency room entrance, and we decided to go home. And then my mom started crying and said, I can't do this. I have to be there because I didn't get to see dad pass away. Dad go. And, well, my grandpa Ron is my mom's dad. And so my Aunt Kathy said, Susan, go with the doctor. I'm okay because I got to see dad. And so my mom was in there, took him for like 2 hours to move my grandma up to the medical floor, which is COVID floor. So my mom had to wear the the gown to protect her and a mask and gloves. And then that night, we all got to FaceTime with my grandma, and she opened her eyes and said hi to everybody. And then the next day, around 5:30, they, well, 10 a.m., they were making arrangements with hospice and to bring her home Saturday around 6 o'clock, and then we had to give her medicine every 2 hours or hour. Like, say we gave her medicine at 2, we would have to give her medicine at 4, the same medicine every 2 hours. And it was narcotics to keep her alive, obviously, but she made it through Saturday. Well, everybody met at the house, and then me and my brothers got there when the ambulance was putting her on her hospital bed in the living room, and they left, and then everybody went to the house. Telling you, I was happy to be by her side when she passed away, because that was easier on me instead of being at home finding out your grandmother passed away. And so everybody went to the house. She opened her eyes and said hi to everybody. And then once we all left, she kind of mumbled bye to everybody. And then Sunday, she was just resting. And then the hospice nurse came Saturday when we were signing all the papers. They said, don't call 911, call us, because they're the ones that given her the care. And Sunday, we were all there. Me, my mom, and my aunt and cousin Lindsay were there, and my Uncle Dave. My Uncle Dave lives at the house with what? Well, at the house my grandma lived in, and she passed away around 8:30, 8:45-ish. And then so we called the nurse to so he can finalize it. And so, yeah. It's just been a hard time during this time. And we're not being able to go shop or go out to eat and sit down at a restaurant. It's only takeout and carry out only. And then you got Menards open where you can go in and shop, but you gotta do that social distancing 6 feet. And then they have a capacity of 100 people in the store at a time. So once 3 people leave, exit the store, 3 more people can go in. And it's just crazy these times. Because, as we said earlier in the podcast, we've never experienced this kind of stuff. And all schools are shut down for the remainder of the, what do you want to call it? The academic year. And we're totally not, we didn't even expect this to happen. Once we heard China had it going around, but we should have done was close the borders immediately, so that didn't come over here, but it did when and somebody came over and infected all of us.
Infected the night, thanks, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like with every year, there is a virus or disease in. Or not every other year, there's something out there. And I watched a video the other day because we're quarantined and we have nothing better to do. So I was on the phone, I was on social media, and I saw this video. It was talking about coronavirus. And he was, I forgot the man's name. But it was very inspiring. If I knew about the video, I would totally give him a shot. But he said we have a very here. Everyone being scared of taking a picture. And it's because we're scared. We do, sometimes we do stuff that isn't needed. We're scared. And that's the one thing we can't hear or put away. Because you have a fear of catching a corona.
Yeah.
Or going outside, or your first catching corona. You can't even sneeze or cough while people looking at weird or telling you have to leave because of fear of, oh, you might have corona or you might be sick.
Yeah. And adding to that, it's all about staying healthy, washing your hands, using hand sanitizer when there's no soap and water around, 60% alcohol. My mom got some hand sanitizer with 70% alcohol, which shots better. And it's like when I'm going to like the grocery stores, I see people throw gloves on the ground. Throw them in the trash can.
Yeah.
And the CDC's recommending people to wear face masks, but gloves, you don't have the necessary use for them because the more you touch stuff, the more you're going to touch with your bare hands.
Yeah. You're getting, even wearing gloves,
it's not going to protect you.
It doesn't protect you. You still spreading germs no matter what because you might touch. And then you're touching your phone, you have a scratch on your face, you're touching your face, the gloves just don't protect you. You have to remember to still wash your hands.
Right.
Just think, you can glove and boom, you're protected, but you have to wash your hands. So.
Right.
But also, people are also forgetting it's spring, and allergies and sinuses can be bothering you too. Don't just jump to conclusion, oh my god, I have corona.
Yeah.
Or oh, she has corona. Because I know me, I haven't been outside, and when I do, I just be in the car. I don't go outside because there's nothing to do. But I know sometimes I get my nose stuck or no stuffy, maybe my head hurts and all that. That's just because I know me, allergies and sinuses. So,
right. And like my little brother said, Luke's got corona, he's sneezing and coughing all the time. And I'm like, dude, it's my allergies because this is the longest time I've been home around the cat because I'm getting allergies from her. And it sucks when being home for a long period of time and you have to deal with those. In the past 3 days, I've been going outside, sitting outside for 3 hours trying to stay away from the cat smell and been opening my bedroom window, air that out a little bit. But it's been going good so far with my allergies. Well, yesterday they weren't bothering me because I was outside for 5 hours straight. Coming inside, using the restroom, going back out, and getting and eating, then going back out, and just if you have nothing to do, go on a walk, go on a bike ride around the, go on a bike ride to like McDonald's and get you something to eat and come back, but you can't do that because it's only drive-through, and it's just hard times.
Nope, it's hard times, but we're gonna get through it. Hopefully, if things go as said, we're off for quarantine first, so everything should be opening up back. And I'm pretty sure everywhere could be crowded because people miss the outside.
And they are recommending us to still do social distancing until 2022. I don't know if everybody's going to do that, but to be on the safe side, me and my mom and brothers will be doing that until the health officials say otherwise. We don't have to, but there's supposed to be a second wave of this coming in the fall, but hopefully it does not. Pray that it does not come through.
I really hope not, because I feel so bad. 2020 class 2020. I feel so bad for them. They did not deserve this. Every class of 2020, they didn't get a chance to finish their year out at school doing it online.
Right, and they won't have the proper prom, senior prom. Homecoming baseball. No, not homecoming. Senior night for baseball players and track and field and all that stuff. And they won't have the proper graduation. The only possibility they can is if this slows down fast, and which Ben Davis will probably have their graduation on the football field 6 feet apart.
I know if me, if I class of 2020, even if I don't get all that, I highly appreciate having a graduation because I worked my butt off for 12 years.
12 to 13 years.
12 to 13 years, and I deserve a I deserve a graduation
now. Right, and people think you've only been in school for 12 years. No, you've been in school for 12, 14 years, depending on if you went to preschool or kindergarten.
I didn't go to preschool. I went to kindergarten.
I went to preschool at Ben Davis.
You know what? When I entered in kindergarten, because they recommend you start with preschool, so it can help you out kindergarten. But I was a smart baby when I got. Kindergarten, they said she's a smart class and she can do preschool. That's when my A plus student started, but then it started slowing down at B's. But yeah. I brought it back up. It's okay.
Right, and the grades, once you start going up the grade scale, you think work's going to be harder, and it kind of is, but once you see it for like 2 weeks and you're like, oh, this is easy. In sixth grade, I thought high school was like work after work, assignment after assignment after assignment every day, but you get one assignment per class, maybe three, depending on the teacher.
Yeah, it depends
on the teacher. Yeah, like Miss Z. I'm not going to name her. She's a chemistry teacher at Ben Davis, but she gives 3 to 4 assignments a day, and it's due at the end of class. And I was like, I can't do this. She spends 30 minutes just going over the bell work, and we only have 5-10 minutes to do the work. And she's like, oh, your 3-4 papers are due now. I'm like, no. I have extra time because of my IEB. She's like, well, get them when you ever can get them in. Now it's like, now with the online stuff, everything's due at 11:59 p.m. that day, not that time period you have that class.
Well, my teachers are pretty cool. Only teacher that's been giving us a lot of assignments is my English teacher. She gave us another book to read and another writing assignment to do.
Yeah. My American Lit teacher did the online book and then the audio book stuff for us to complete, and which I'm okay with that because not like nouns and verbs and everything else. It's just reading a book and answering questions.
Yeah.
You got anything else so we can wrap this one up and then we can think about the next one for next week?
Yeah. Let me just fill you guys up with everything I've done real quick. So, also, yeah, this time has been very difficult. Not extremely difficult for me personally, but for maybe my family that I don't know of. I found out on Sunday that a cousin, my cousin had passed away.
Oh, sorry.
Not from Corona, though. He had a heart.
Gotcha. My grandma did not pass away from COVID. She had heart issues, and she had a UTI infection. And when she went to the hospital, she had sepsis, which is a blood infection and all that, and sepsis can kill people, too. And I was glad that she didn't pass from COVID, because COVID's killing a lot of people, and that's not what we expected. And what I've seen around public places is people aren't doing social distancing. And like when we went to BW3's to pick up our food, people were just getting close to us. I'm like, back up 6 feet. And they just kind of look at you and say, "What's 6 feet?" And I'm like, let me like air push you 6 feet like back. And
there was like one time I didn't. That was just at my house, honestly. Unfortunately, when we got quarantined, it was my birthday. So it was my birthday when we was all quarantined and couldn't do anything. So if I can't play, I can invite my best friends over, which I have two that was allowed to come over, and everyone knows them. Well, pretty much everyone should know them because I post about them a lot. Jeremiah
is one. Yep.
But they were planning on coming over. Jemiah came over tonight, but Jeremiah couldn't come over because at first he could, but then he couldn't because his mom was like, I heard the corona's getting worse, and no, we're not going outside. And I understood that. He was sad, though. I was sad because I miss my best friend. Haven't seen him since school let out.
Yeah.
So then I kept going to Walmart. Fine, I went to Walmart twice that day. So I had a good birthday. At least I got to see another year, so.
Yep, hopefully we can go back to school so we don't have to be stuck doing online school, but I wish they could, like, slow the amount of assignments on us. We have so many classes to complete.
I dislike it because I feel like they're giving us more assignments online than they do at school.
Right.
And then I like it because the way they have their due date set, I can do it at any time.
Yeah.
I can at 10 at night when I feel like and boom. I like that, like, you can do it at any time. If not, do it at certain. Right. I mean, but before midnight, but that means you have. But also, it also makes me unmotivated too. It has me unmotivated to do work because of the time.
Right.
I know you guys can't, but I dyed my hair. Boom. Quarantine and foreignness. Dye my hair.
What color did you dye it?
I dye it honey blonde.
Nice.
But I didn't do my full head. I just did certain parts. But next time I might go full head.
Yeah,
the color actually looked good on me. So.
Well, we're at the 30-minute mark of this podcast.
Oh my gosh, my podcast I did was like 5 minutes.
Yeah, just talking away, time flies. We started out like at 4 o'clock and it's what, 4:42?
Dang.
Yeah. So everyone, that was our first episode of Catching Up During Quarantine. Hope you guys enjoy it, and thank you to Shabria for joining, and she'll be on next, well, she'll be on all of them.
Yep.
Until next, whenever this quarantine ends and we get back to normal life. And Shabria, you have anything to add before we end it?
I just want to say, I hope everyone's staying safe. We're going to get through this difficult time. Don't lose hope. Keep faith. We got like less than a week, almost less, till we're out of quarantine. And then I also hope you're being productive during this time. Take the time to learn something.
Yep, me too. Everyone, social distance yourself when going out to public. In public, because it's not a good time to be all right by people, because if they sneeze, you're going to get sick. Or if they're not sick, you never know. They might be a carrier or something like that. But anyway, signing off is Luke Flinchum and Shabria Sims. Hope you guys enjoy, and we'll be back next week. Thank you.
Bye.